This is madness.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Already Ready podcast. It is Tuesday, September 13th. Going around the table, we got Johnny O, Mike Shane, Chris Emsley, myself, Scott Pohl, and joining us, Pete. Welcome, Pete.
Hello.
Yeah.
Another big show tonight, big show. They just keep growing incrementally.
Massive.
Huge.
Autobots.
Right.
Roll out.
Exactly.
Yeah, we got a great guest here. We got Pete
yeah,
here.
We do. Welcome.
Thanks.
Nice to see you.
Nice to be here.
Not only is he a human being, he's also a good guy.
That's right.
That's good to know, John. Thank you.
Known convict.
I got the bio over with now.
That's my bio.
For all our listeners out there,
all you need to know.
For all our listeners out there, he's not creepy.
Depends on who you ask.
True.
So,
just jumping out the gate.
As always, bringing it strong.
Yeah.
I feel like we need a good, like, 3 or 4 minutes to just kind of get into the game, usually.
What game is that that we're getting into?
The podcast game.
Oh, the I didn't realize.
The Game of Kings.
The Game of Kings.
Booyah!
Yes.
So bike night was this weekend. Pete was at it.
Hot as fuck.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, we were wondering.
It was hot out.
It was Saturday, right? Yeah, you were talking Saturday, about it. That's right, because I saw you.
That was cool. Not the normal debauchery.
Scott, you were at bike night?
No, I saw Pete later on.
Oh. Any good bikes there, Pete?
Yes.
This is
no, they sucked.
Lansdale bike night?
Yeah.
You have to mention that.
It's Lansdale bike night. Did you go, Chris?
No.
No.
I was working Saturday during the day.
You had to work?
Yeah, I'm on a new intensified schedule. 4 10s and 2 8s.
Holy moly. Good money?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Time and a half over 8.
Oh, nice.
I'll be able to get those All Right Already t-shirts made up.
They'll be for sale soon, probably.
Yeah. $50 a pop, folks.
Coming to a store near you.
I thought we were giving them away. To nice. active listeners.
Yeah.
Active lizards.
So, we got about 5 made. That's all we're going to need.
Like the listener actually has to prove that they listen to the show.
The listener.
Listener trivia.
Yeah.
To all our listener. Out there.
There they are. It's crickets.
Yes. The guy sitting in the dark staring out of his window with his cell, listening to it on his cell phone.
We got a guy that listens in Michigan.
Yeah.
We had this conversation last podcast.
Yes, we did.
We don't need to do this.
Yeah,
we need to rehash this shit.
We're always hoping the shout outs will get us more.
Yeah.
What's up, dude, Michigan?
What up, Michigan?
What's up, Flint?
Flint.
Dude, Michigan got a fat Reggie White retro jersey this week.
Yes, that's a very nice jersey.
It was very nice.
Is that PHT?
Yes.
PHAT.
PHT. And I agree with it. What an idiot am I.
Yep.
So I'll have a report to give in a couple of weeks.
Are you going? Are you going to go?
No, I'm probably not going to go.
No.
We were going to go out to Michigan and see the Eagles game out there. But no, I have placed an order from China.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
For a knockoff Eagles jersey.
Yes.
I will let you know how the quality is.
Getting rid of that Parkey jersey.
Yeah.
EA Sports. It's in the
That's
game.
What I said. I
think when Mike gets jerseys, that person is destined to either get off the team or like no longer have a career.
Okay, yeah.
He curses people.
Are you going to buy the Wentz jersey?
Please
no.
Don't buy
I didn't buy a Wentz. I didn't buy a Wentz jersey, but I bought a Zach Ertz jersey on Friday, and Sunday Zach Ertz dislocates a fucking rib, and he's out for 4 weeks.
Can you buy a Tom Brady jersey?
Yeah. That's what people on Reddit were telling me. They're like, if I send you a Romo jersey, will you just wear it around?
Here's a question.
And it worked.
The people on Reddit, do they know that you have a podcast?
Some of them.
We should be promoting on Reddit.
I do need to do more on Reddit.
Did you do those transcriptions yet?
Dude, I've been busy. I'm busy farting.
I've been farting, taking shits, watching you, Big Brother, watching this Big Brother tapes.
We had a big party here. We had a big party.
That's right.
And we podcast did. Palace.
That's right.
Man, we had
champagne.
That was a fun party.
Big we did champagne party. Toast. Tim was there.
Yeah.
Always
yeah.
great to see Tim.
All the listeners, all the lady listeners out there that wonder where Tim are. He's still around.
He's still around. He might be back one day.
Yeah.
He was looking good in the white zoot suit.
He's wearing a seersucker.
Yeah. Like, is that what it was? Island.
Yeah.
I thought it was a linen suit. It's like the last. It was a Labor Day party, so you can't wear white after Labor
That's
Day.
That's right. You're correct, Chris. That is correct.
Who says?
Whatever. You're not supposed to, though.
White shirt? Or pants? Just,
really, white anything.
All right.
Clothing. I thought that was just a rule for chicks.
Apparently dudes abide by it, too, man.
Okay.
What dude wears white pants, though?
Not this dude.
Not this dude.
John's probably got a pair of white skinny jeans. I see him.
Surprise, motherfucker. Leather.
I see you, right.
White leather.
White leather skinny jeans. It's white leather.
The lace up front.
High tops.
He's, you know, on the weekends, he shaves lines in the side of the head.
Tongue out, late. High tops.
Tongue out, high tops. Wrestling shoes.
Yeah, wrestling shoes.
Lines in the side of his head.
Yeah. Zzz, you know, get the lines.
Got a reverse mohawk.
Reverse mohawk. That's all I tell people is happening to me is I bald. I'm slowly developing a reverse mohawk. Just taking my time about it.
Yeah, one day at a time. I don't want to shock anyone.
Becoming a monk.
Yeah. I'm like a samurai.
The monk is reverse. It's like the...
I'm kidding. I'm making a joke.
Yeah, the monk is like a bowl cut.
Like Mo from Three Stooges.
Yeah.
So yeah, busy week, huh, guy?
That's it.
Well, yeah, the party went well.
It was a great party.
It was a great party. I got wasted.
I'm glad you guys had fun. That fucking bounce house you got for the kids, man. That thing is money.
Yeah, it's great.
It's the bomb, dude.
It's great.
Keeps the party.
Keeps them busy.
I did have to fight some of the kids off when I brought the drone out. I flew the drone around for the kids.
I can't believe you even bought it.
You flew it around for
the kids. I can't believe I flew it around for the kids, yeah. Hold on.
I let him chase it like my dog drone chases sesh. It.
It's time for DS. Oh, it's drone time.
It was funny because like one kid's like, can I fly it? I'm like, no. And he goes, okay, can I hold the controller? And I was like, well, it looks like the battery's dead. I'll have to go charge it. And he's like, can I hold the controller while we walk inside? And I was like, okay. And then you get into the house and he's like, can I hold the controller while you charge it? And I was like, no. I need to get a drone big enough so it like has a pinata on it or something. Make him chase it around with sticks.
Huh. That'd be interesting.
That would be. Because if you miss, you still hit the drone.
The drone would get pulled down.
Just
probably a longer string.
No, I know what they're talking about, though. As you hit it, it would probably get drugged down, but I don't know. I can work it out.
You just have to have a really powerful drone.
Hey, so Pete, this is what we do, by the way. So we're not talking about Mike's droning sessions.
There is now a drone.
I knew you guys are cool.
There's now a drone so powerful that you can wakeboard behind it.
I saw that.
Yeah, you can hold onto it, and it'll pull you through the fucking waves.
Holy shit.
It's awesome.
What a world.
What a world.
Where do we come up with these necessities?
You got to come closer to the mic, Pete.
Where do we come up with the necessities?
I don't know if that's a necessity. That's kind of more like a ridiculosity or something. I don't know, man.
I had fun at the party tossing around the pigskin.
Yeah?
That was a good time.
Yeah.
So the old pickle.
The old pickle.
Yeah, man.
That was fun.
It was good. We saw a lot of people we hadn't seen in a while.
Yeah, it was. It was cool.
I will admit that I was when I decided to have the party, I was kind of drunk, and so I just invited like a ton of fucking people off Facebook. And the next morning I woke up and was like, oh my God, I invited like 50 people to my house.
That's good, though.
And then Tara was like, well, fuck him. I'm inviting everybody I know then. And so she invited a ton of people. So I ended up with a lot of people here.
It's a good party.
Good. Glad you had fun.
What a joker.
That guy was there.
That dude was there.
Yeah, he was.
And yeah, it was good to see podcast alumni Tim. Winter's hadn't coming. Seen Tim in a while.
No, it had been a couple months.
Yeah, at least. It's been a while.
Yeah.
He looked good, though.
I think he was kicking it, right? What do you think?
Yeah, he looked great.
Yeah.
Looked really good.
Allegedly? It's good to said see allegedly him. He looked good, or what?
No.
Allegedly.
No, I'm just kidding. Just making a joke. Making a joke.
Allegedly, yeah. yeah, that's
didn't look like Hillary Clinton did in that picture you sent earlier today.
Dude, Hillary Clinton Inquirer. Is so fucked up looking. She's yeah. super sick.
That's a real picture, I think.
I think it is.
No, it's not. It's not, dude.
It's from the Inquirer.
She, just,
the
she Inquirer. Has pneumonia.
What? Yeah, so what does it automatically make you look like a zombie or a ghoul? Halloween's a little early, right?
More Republican propaganda.
I think the National Enquirer is owned by Trump.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, we have a new sponsor.
Oh, yeah? Who?
Trump Pizzas. We're going to have some in here soon. We're going to sample them. Tell about how good they are.
Did we get anything to sample this week, by any chance? Besides those? No, of course not.
I know. I saw in my notes is the taste test, and it's not going to happen this week, obviously.
We need more time to prepare.
We need at least 5 years.
You need your food stamps?
Your food stamps.
It's using my coupes.
Of course.
My English muffin coupes.
You just got to wait till he gets an 8-cent coupon for Gwaltney's.
Yeah.
I heard about these coupons.
Dude. Freebies, man. They sent me a doughy English muffin.
on
purpose. Did you not toast them? Or?
No. But like, you know how it's like bread out of the thing?
Yeah.
You touch it, it's like dough. It's not cooked.
Just put it in the oven a little longer.
Bread.
I like how they sent it to John.
Hey, man.
John didn't go purchase. They sent it to him. That's the best part.
You know what? This one's going to John.
Well, no. I take the time to let them know. I'm helping them.
Yes.
Captain Frugality, I'm gunning for you.
Yeah. Good run this week, man.
Yeah.
45-ounce can of Ragu.
Yeah.
8 cents.
Man,
that's a big one.
Yeah, I know what it. Yeah. I mean, I got 45 ounces.
4 pounds of chicken legs, 8 cents. Damn,
is that name brand stuff or what?
Name brand.
Yeah,
yeah.
Not, it's actually Ragu, not like
Ragu,
Ragu or something.
Ragu
with two O's at the end instead of a U.
More like redo.
It's Ragu.
Ragu.
Oh man.
It's like R-A-G-E-W, Ragu.
Did you check the expiration dates?
Yeah, they're all good, man.
Is the label in Spanish?
Nothing but stems and seeds.
Because I think a lot of times at the Q-Mart, they'll get like some stuff that's from South America.
We got fresh ground beef from South America.
Well, no, that I would eat.
Monkey like, brains.
There's like expired like... like pasta and like dry goods.
It's expired though?
I don't know. It's written in another language.
You grocery shop at Q-Mart?
No.
I heard Q-Mart's really good deals.
Really?
There are some good stores in Q-Mart.
The meat, actually. Some of the meat up there.
Yeah. I like that gyro place they have.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that place is awesome.
It's really good, dude. And the chips. Homemade chips at Q-Mart.
Yeah.
When I had my aquarium, sorry. If you can find the healthy ones, you got to look for them. But if you can find the healthy fish there, you can get really good deals on fish. But half the fish were like, no, like,
to eat.
For an aquarium.
This is a
team. People go grocery shopping at the pet store.
This Jack Dempsey looks delicious. Yeah.
I will dine on puppies tonight.
A fillet of goldfish.
Yeah. What kind of wine goes with a gopher?
A gopher.
I guess you wouldn't get a gopher.
Actually, if you're going to buy a gopher anywhere, it would be a fucking Q-Mart.
Yeah. It's roadkill and shit.
It's an exotic pet store.
Q-Mart is the local Quakertown Mart, which is like a trashy
dirt mall.
Dirt mall.
It is a dirt mall.
It's awesome. It's the best.
What was the name of that place that was an exotic pet store? Like, it was in Jenkintown. Was it Frank's or something?
Remember? No, Frank's.
I think it was called Exotic Pets.
Exotic Pet. Was it called that?
Yeah. It had
a name, I thought.
It did.
I don't know the one in Jenkintown. Frank's was a Wasn't that what the... I don't know. There was a place right at the end of County Line Road that used to be a pet store. They sold snakes and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Susie's Lounge.
Across. Susie's That's Lounge. Where all the snakes went.
Yeah, you bring your snake. Snakes. You bring your snake to Susie's Lounge.
Exotic pet store. It's a cover.
Like an exotic VD store.
We've got all kinds of venereal disease. Yes.
All kinds. Whatever you need.
Do you prefer blistery or itchy or
pussy?
Kind of, yeah, right? Swollen and pussy.
Bacon bread over here.
Oh, I read something interesting today. Now, how many of you use coconut oil to cook with? Anyone? Anyone?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, once in a while.
On occasion.
Okay. We use it constantly.
It's like grease a pan or something.
Yeah. And I was reading about, like, somebody brought up on Reddit, interesting, like modern day cults. And, like, some people were like, oh, Scientology and everything. But then other people were like, you know, essential oil people. It's like a fucking cult. And somebody brought up the cult of coconut oil. The people are like, you can use it for everything. And, you know, it's antibacterial and blah, 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 blah. But people were listing off actual uses for coconut oil. And multiple people said it makes incredible lube. They're like, you just get it in there and your body warms it up. And then you could just, like, wipe off. And it's a moisturizer.
Good to know.
So there you go.
Funny you should mention that. I got two stories about coconut oil.
It was either
going to
go.
Is that involved doing another dude?
Two stories about lube.
I really don't want to hear about it.
One, I heard people brush their teeth with coconut oil. So instead of brushing your teeth and flossing, you rinse with coconut oil. And it's supposed to pull all the bacteria and plaque off your teeth.
Really?
The coconut oil I have.
But you have to do it for 20 minutes.
It's like wax.
Who does that?
I know.
Well, it's funny, Chris.
Hold on, I got to get up an extra 20 minutes early today so I can...
I barely have the 30 seconds it takes to floss.
Yeah. And your breath smells like a baboon's butthole.
Even though, like, coconut oil will be like, yeah, like waxy, but its melting point is like 85 degrees. Like, it melts. Like, mine was completely liquid all summer. I'm serious. And then, like, now it's
well, that's because you don't have air conditioning.
Shut up. But, like, now it's back solid. So it's only like 70 something here.
Solid like a rock.
Solid.
Solid like John's pectoral muscles.
Now we all stare at John to flex his pectoral.
I was flexing my pec. But the second story I have is about I just ordered MCT oil. I was just telling Pete about this actually on the car ride over here.
MCT oil.
It's the chemical that's in coconut oil. Supposedly your body like digests it instantly. So you take it gives you like a super burst of energy, puts your body in a state of ketosis. You start just like burning fuel and like feeling good.
Really?
Yeah. That's what I heard. We'll find out. I can bring it if you guys want to try it.
Yeah, man, I'll try it.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. See?
We'll taste test that.
I'll try it.
I don't think it's going to win a taste test. I have a feeling.
I was going to say, if it's up against coconut, if it tastes like coconut oil, because coconut oil is amazing.
I think it's tasteless, I think, but I'm not sure.
It's going to be the ketosis podcast.
we're all going to be ripped. We're going to be ripped in the next week.
Yeah. Why do you go to the gym? Just drink coconut oil.
Right?
Secretly, I put human growth hormone in the MCT.
So does black sheep.
Why don't you just drink coconut water?
Oh, that shit is nasty.
It is gross. But it's MCT oil is in coconut oil, but it's like extracted out in the MCT thing or whatever. I don't know. I don't know if it's from coconuts or whatever, but it can be found there. That's all I know.
So just eat coconuts.
Fuck that. I don't want to eat coconuts. I just want to take a scoop of it and put it in my protein drink.
Which is where protein gets you.
Yeah.
Speaking of protein, Chris sent us a lovely little article.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Do you have that up, Chris?
No.
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to read it, so.
So recently, there was an insane news article about this girl on campus that the title is, here we go. I guess I should have had this ready.
What? I'm sorry.
This is like wacky morning bullshit.
Right. There is.
Wow, wow. The title is College Student in a Coma After Attempting to Drink 2 Gallons of Semen.
Wow.
How'd you even find this, Chris?
It's on Facebook.
There you go.
You disgust me.
So apparently this girl saw a video of this contest in Japan where they try to drink 2 gallons. And her friend goes... Well,
everybody else was only drinking 1 gallon. Which, oh, not that that's that much it. Better. But
oh, it's nothing.
Is this human semen?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
It's insane.
She collected samples from, I get what they said, like 200 guys.
That just doesn't sound real to me.
No, it doesn't sound real to me either. Like, if you're a dude and some girl's asking for your sperm, I'd be like, wow, you're setting me up for like a date rape thing or something.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh.
Well, unless she had them deposit directly into the milk jug.
But still.
But no, they could take it out and rub it on them and be like, this
but guy. It's already full of cum.
That's true. You would never know who it was.
With all the DNA mixed together. She just had a bukkake.
I'm trying to look
a
up.
A book baby.
There's a quote where her friend is like, she's really competitive. It's like such bullshit.
It's disgusting.
That's what's so ridiculous. Like, that's why I was like, this sounds fake to me.
We were all drinking gallons. She wanted to go for 2.
Yeah. Always got to be a one-upper.
Yep.
Yeah. The girl then in the video then drank the entire container within about 5 minutes. That was just too much for me to watch. So when Susan said she wanted to do 2 gallons, I just shook my head. But she is my best friend, roommate, and I was there to help her. That's her friend. Like,
it's just, what a friend.
She was interviewed and said that? It just doesn't sound, it doesn't strike me as real.
Yeah, that just isn't.
As a medical professional, I urge young women and men not to do this challenge. It's disgusting, says Dr. Gorbish.
Good old Dr. Gorbish.
Yeah. It's like fucking Dr. Nick. Dr. Simpsons.
Hey, everybody.
Dr. Gorbish. Dr. Spunkmeister.
Yeah, right?
Spunkenheimer. But yeah, there's one where she's like, she's just super competitive. Susan is always competitive and would never turn down a challenge.
Come on, man, stop.
That's ridiculous, man.
That is
That's
ridiculous.
Not real. That's
I mean, who's going to say that?
Cannot be real, right?
No.
But I thought TMZ was like a real...
I think they are usually pretty real.
TMZWorldNews.com. It's not TMZ.com, that's TMZ. Why. Oh, got to the bottom of that one.
Oh,
it's the equivalent of
TMZ World News. We figured you out.
It's the less quality version of TMZ.
Yeah, right? It's the lower budget.
The trashy one.
Yeah. That should have been had some Saw music.
Intro Pete, have you heard the theme to Saw?
The movie.
Yeah.
It's.
I can't recall.
It sounds like news music.
You will never think this is the fucking theme song to Saw. But I have interesting news going on. This is the theme song to Saw.
Does sound somewhat uplifting.
Yeah, uplifting for, what's his name?
Jigsaw.
Jigsaw, stand up. He's the dead body.
You have 3 hours to get out of this house.
Saw your hand off. There's a key in it.
You're going to be stuck in traffic for 3 hours.
Actually, it's Halloween coming up, and I think a lot more of those Escape the Room things are coming out. Like, there's a Bates Hotel one.
Oh, yeah?
Nice.
Didn't you try that, Mike?
Yeah, we did it. Yeah, we got out. It was fucking awesome.
I think the cast should go.
Oh, I would go again in a second. It's so much fun. I think there are ones out, like, you know, there's, like, I think 3 or 4 of them in Center City, but I think there's a couple not quite in Center City as well.
That's what I mean. I think
they're making money hand over fist because they
seeing that it's closer to Halloween. It's getting to be like a trend thing.
Yeah, I'm all about it, man. I'll go, no question. It's fun as hell.
I'll go.
All right. Well, we'll figure it out.
Is it like Saw?
Yeah.
Not quite.
I had to cut you open to get out a key. They put a key inside you. You didn't realize.
You have to go a little early so it can pass partially through your digestive system.
I have to go early.
There's a man on a bridge with a key up his anus.
They gave you a cup of coconut oil to swallow.
The key pees at the bottom of 2 gallons of semen.
You have to chug it to get the key.
John's pretty competitive.
I like a challenge. They should have got Rod Stewart to try that challenge.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Allegedly. He'd probably kick some ass at it, though.
That's what she said.
Did you guys hear all that shit about the new Samsung phone?
Blowing up.
The S7, yeah.
It does what?
It blows up.
When you charge it.
Yeah, they're trying to recall all of them. Because, like, I know one kid already got burned, a six-year-old kid. It exploded in his hands. One dude exploded in his hands. He got third-degree burns.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah. It's crazy.
How about the iPhone 7? It's not going to have an auxiliary port.
It's bullshit.
It is, I won't so be dumb. Able to do my sound effects.
It doesn't have an auxiliary jack.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we won't be able to do sound effects.
Yeah.
What, everything's no supposed more to be Bluetooth?
You got to figure out how to do a Bluetooth.
That didn't happen with that computer. Kind
of budget, we're just, man. Don't worry. This computer, we won't get a new phone, so.
Yeah,
that's waterproof though.
Solution, don't.
It's water resistant.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't submerge it.
Well, they do a.
You want to try it?
I like think a,
no. No.
Yeah, you can plug in an auxiliary cord too.
Yeah, but you got to buy it. It's $40.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
Yeah, dude. Like the headphones are $160. They don't come with
what?
It.
What?
They're like wireless.
Ugh.
And that what's even more stupid, in my opinion, is the headphones aren't even tethered to each other.
No.
It's two little buds. I'm like, great, these are two more things that I can lose.
We were talking about that on Sunday.
Yeah, and then you got to have a dongle to use the fucking headphones.
I have a dongle.
Well, hopefully your dongle can't plug into a lightning port. There's Doug.
Zing.
It's like they're taking this device that is supposed to serve so many functions in one thing, and they're adding all these extra things you have to carry around with it. It's fuck that, dude. It's so dumb. I'm definitely not getting an iPhone 7.
I'd rather get a Galaxy 7. It blows up on me.
Me too.
Fucking.
Well, what they're saying is they made the battery so big that they didn't. It's too big. It's too big for the phone, and that's why it overheats. So they're releasing a new i7. It's going to have 40% less battery life.
An i7 or a G7?
I'm sorry. The Galaxy 7.
Okay.
Note. Or not Note, just Galaxy 7. It's going to have 40% less than the exploding one.
Right.
But it still has more battery life than an iPhone.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
I might switch.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I almost did the last time I switched phones. But
man, you've been threatening that for like 5 years.
I know. hey, man. I move slowly. I finally disconnected my fucking fax line today. After not sending a fax in like 4 years.
Yeah, do people fax still?
No.
They must not, right?
Only cops.
Yeah.
Cops fax?
Cops are the only ones that fax.
I watched iRobot this week too. Or whatever, Mr. Robot.
Mr. Robot.
That was a line on Mr. Robot.
Remember you could like make orders with faxes?
Oh yeah.
Like fax in, like write down like one pizza and fax it to the pizza place.
Yep. Right. We used to fax our food orders all the time.
we used to do it a lot from work.
Yeah,
from work we used to do that a lot. Because it was just easier than like writing down, well, you were writing it down, but you were writing it down and then just sending it to them instead of calling
you
them.
You didn't have to talk to anybody.
Right.
Well, that helps.
See, I like to talk to somebody. I like chat it up with them a little bit before I order.
It makes the food better. They don't spit in it then.
Yeah.
I think this asshole to fax this shit over. What a dick.
Make it snappy, it says on the bottom of it.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Hurry it up. I'm hungry.
Hurry up.
Yeah, you're offensive in your handwriting on them. Draw a picture of a dick going in their mouth.
This is you.
Yeah. For the you with an arrow. And then it says dick, pointing to the dick.
And then bottom it says one plain pizza.
One order of wings, extra blue cheese.
You get a small wing, you gotta send it back.
I'd like to see what happens if you sent that fax. That'd be like a good prank, actually. Just start faxing like different people.
Just fax people.
Dicks and stuff.
That would take some serious editing, considering we'd have to call 5,000 phone numbers to find some fax.
Right? Hold on.
You have to dial it up and see if you actually hear the sound.
Yeah. Yeah. I think copy machines take faxes now.
Oh, yeah, all copiers.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, no one faxes me.
That's the thing, yeah. Nobody fucking faxes you shit.
It's pointless now with the internet. It's like gone.
Yeah, because even still, even if you do need to quote-unquote fax something, all you do is scan it into your computer, and there are plenty of websites that will do fax for you.
Right.
Like, they'll send a fax from the internet.
You just send a JPEG email. Yep,
sure. PDF, maybe.
That, too. Yeah.
PDF.
Yeah, man. Flexing knowledge.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
A flexing knowledge.
Those are, like, some interesting notes there.
What, my scribble?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. They're not that good.
Got a lot of topics written there.
I guess
our team leader.
I have a news article.
Yeah.
You want to hit the...
No, hold on. Give it 5 minutes. Come back to it.
I miss Final Countdown.
Yeah, Final Countdown was good.
We used to talk about the end of the world like every week.
Yeah.
This really... Now it's coconut oil.
No, it's dying.
Coconut oil is lube.
Uh-oh. What do you got?
This past week in Italy.
The earthquake?
No. Lawyers in Italy determine that public masturbation is legal.
Wow.
I know where I'm going on my next vacation.
Solo
vacation.
Let's
get to Rome. I got to jerk off.
This is a solo.
It's legal here, honey.
It's okay. Hold on.
Enjoy the Colosseum.
That's awesome.
Have you masturbated in front of the 8 wonders of the world?
Here's what I think of the Sistine Chapel. It's beautiful. I bet you I can hit the ceiling from here.
There's like rules that like it can't be around like kids and stuff, right? I think. But like if you're just
logical, common sense,
if it's just adults like sitting around at the park, just whip it out,
start jerking off.
Totally legal.
Wow.
For men and women.
All of Italy.
Can't discriminate.
Equal rights.
Yeah, that's right. You can't. Yeah.
Where's this at?
Italy.
The whole country.
The whole country, yeah.
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 Italy jerks.
Italy jerks. What am I, a spot of Gucci?
Oh, what are you talking about over here?
Isn't that crazy, though?
Oh, yeah. Italy, I love it. That's awesome. I think that's the name of the podcast, right there.
Italy jerks.
Some coconut oil lube.
Cricket.
It's functional.
Yeah, they probably use olive oil.
Cool story, bro.
Cool story, bro.
Chris.
I'm glad somebody like fought it all the way to the Supreme Court of Italy.
I fucking can do it.
Who pushed that?
Yeah, right? Who's that creepo?
Vincenzo, why you gotta jerk off so much?
Why did you have the time?
Can't help it, Ma. Can't help it.
You're always whipping it out.
That's for all our Italian listeners. Hope we didn't offend you too much.
We love you.
It's crazy, though. Yeah, some guy was like, yeah, this should totally. I'm gonna fight.
Yeah.
I'm fighting for this.
Mama, I can't give in. If I give in, they win.
Yeah.
That bada bing thinks I can't do this.
I love how all these people talk like Brooklyn.
Like North Jersey.
They hit the gavel, the dude just starts jacking off.
The judge is whacking everyone in court. Everyone starts
Look
going
how
nuts.
Good it feels everywhere. Yeah. Come on, people.
What am I supposed to do this in private?
He slams the gavel down, closing the cage. Everyone starts going nuts.
Drops trowel.
Like a monkey cage.
We're supposed to do this in private.
Did we talk about that on the podcast? About like the accents?
Well, I told you about
that. Okay, that's what it was. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Was that on the podcast, though?
What accents?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, about how...
We're offensive?
No, the way that North Jersey Italians talk and like that it's all from one section of Italy and so many of them moved to America that dialect is now dead in Italy.
Huh.
But that's where that like kind of speech pattern and those words like gabagoosh and all that shit, it's all from fucking one section of Italy.
Yeah, we know, we understand though, to our listeners, we understand that Italians don't talk that way.
Yes.
It's just funny to imagine.
Yes.
Well, it's no, Italians funny. Do talk that way. Not all Italians, but the people that do talk that way are Italians.
Most of the Italians are Catholics.
It's just crazy. You know what? They're more liberal over there. Aren't you allowed to piss on the street if you're not facing the street? Like if you face the wall, you can piss.
This is that's Germany.
Yeah. That Germany?
Yeah.
That makes sense, actually. Yeah. More actually, sense yeah. than jacking it in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
At a park bench. Yeah.
I think in Germany, they actually have, like, you know how we have these little shacks for bus stops?
Yep.
You just walk, or they have that. You just walk in and piss.
Gotcha.
But it's all, like, all open.
Okay. I think they have, like, clear, like, you can see out, but they can't see in toilets in, like, Amsterdam or Netherlands or something.
I've seen pictures of those, yeah.
So you could be, like, in the middle of the street almost, and you look out. It's just, like, glass to you, but they can't see in.
Two-way glass.
Yeah.
So could really you masturbate in there?
Could, I guess.
Just looking at everyone jerking off.
Who can I look at next? I'm going to look at everyone.
Oh, my God.
I'm looking at you. No, I'm looking at you.
I was in I had a layover on this flight I had this weekend, and I was in Denver, and Denver Airport is great because it's huge and it's honestly way bigger than it needs to be. So there's tons of empty space. So I had like 2 hours and I'm like, oh, I'm going to go find a nice quiet bathroom.
Uh-oh.
And
nice, Chris.
No, I was looking for a place to go vape, honestly. So I'm in the bathroom and I'm sitting in a stall and I'm just vaping and
are you reading a paper?
Looking at my phone.
Vape.
No, but like this woman cleaner is like, anybody in here? And I didn't realize what she was saying at first. Then she comes in and starts cleaning the bathroom and I'm just thinking I'm still in there by myself. And I'm vaping away and then I walk out without flushing or anything. And she just looked at me like, what were you doing in there? And I was like, I wasn't
leaving you a gift.
Exactly.
Flush for me, servant.
It's a sign of respect where I'm from.
Good luck cleaning that up.
I left a real mess in there.
That story could have went a totally different way, considering the topic we were talking about when we jumped off.
Had a couple hours to kill. Thought I'd go jerk off for a few.
Isn't it? It's legal there.
Yeah. Well, I figured Denver. It would go that way. Actually, this was my first time in Oregon with legal weed.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't partake, but they're fucking everywhere.
It's totally legal. It's legal?
It's recreationally legal there, yeah.
Portland.
In Oregon.
In all of Oregon,
yeah.
That's the newest, though, right?
I think so. I had only ever been to Colorado.
Washington, D.C.?
D.C.?
Yeah, yeah.
Decriminalized? Was legal. It decriminalized or it's legal?
I think you could just do it.
But you can't sell it or something?
Smoke
stupid.
Weed every day!
I don't know.
Nice, Chris.
Air day.
I don't think you can buy it there. My brother lives right outside of D.C. It's like weird. Like, people all vote to make it legal, and then like all the politicians make it so like they like rig it so you can't buy weed there. Do you know what I mean? It's like I don't think my brother can like drive into D.C. and like buy weed and
just
drive
buy
out.
Weed.
He would never do that. Yeah. By the way, I'm just saying I don't think he can.
Can he jerk off in public though?
That's the next vote up in
Philadelphia. We're all about freedom in America.
Let's have a wolf Marxist territory.
That's one of Trump's. Platform.
Like, him marking his territory?
No, public masturbation.
It's going to be great. It's going to be the best thing in the world. Don't worry about it. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be huge.
I have all the best masturbators.
I have all the best.
We've got some good people on it.
Good.
Really good people.
That guy, it's unreal.
Oh, it's unreal.
The thing I think is the funniest is like, I don't know, but his commercials like that I've seen on TV, they look like commercials that maybe a high schooler would make. You know, like they don't actually say anything. They just, you know, he's like, it's going to be better if I'm elected. And families will be safer. And criminals will go to jail. You know, and I'm just like, what is this, dude?
Mike he just landed himself a job working for Trump. That's good.
The air will
be. He's a hype man.
I need
the air will be.
He's a hype man.
It's just, that was just easy. It's so pedestrian. Like, the whole fucking campaign is ridiculous. I can't believe it. He's actually gaining ground.
I think
I don't even like Hillary Clinton. Like, I think
he might win.
He could.
Surprise, motherfucker.
I know. I'm voting third party. So.
It's
Gary Johnson.
Like,
yeah.
I think smart people won't vote for either.
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
You kind of feel... Well, sorry. Sorry if you feel one way or the other. That's just my feeling.
I don't know. I don't even know what to feel for that. It's going to be fun to watch, but like...
I don't like either of them.
It's pretty terrifying. They both suck. Yeah.
Kids, it is terrifying. No question. When there's a criminal to vote for, a fucking lunatic.
Allegedly.
It's scary out there.
It's pretty crazy.
It is.
Jesus.
That should be the Trump.
That should be. Yes, like, he just dances like... Yeah. Dude,
it's like unbelievable. It's crazy.
Well, the whole like internet exploded a couple days ago when Hillary had her little fainting spell on Sunday.
Yeah. On Sunday, yeah.
She's sick.
Yeah, I know.
You have pneumonia. She's trying to push through it.
But like, why not just say that she has pneumonia like right away?
I think she was trying to keep it under wraps.
Yeah.
She doesn't want you to see her weakness.
Yep.
True.
Yeah, I think that's probably it.
But oh my God, the conspiracy theories. And actually some of them from like, oh fuck, one dude who is an elected like Republican official was like, yeah, she's got pneumonia because she has Parkinson's. And, you know, and she's got a deep brain electrical stimulator. I know because my dad has one, and I'm telling you, that's what she has, and blah, blah, blah. And it was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
What is a deep brain? What
is it's
I mean, I know it's probably not, but...
It's not. It's a device that they put in Parkinson's patients
right. That
I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But it's an electrical... It sends electrical impulses, and it helps help with the shaking
from
Parkinson's.
My name is Jeff.
But yeah, like there with all the videos of like her, you know, having her little episode, there are people, you know, like focusing that something fell out of her pant leg. And they're like, what was it? It fell out of her pant leg.
It was a penis.
It crawled down into a sewer grate.
It was her balls.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Oh, come on, make it a joke.
I mean, that's obviously a joke. It'd be insane if they were like...
be insane if they were listening.
Yeah. I feel so honored.
Yeah. Oh, man, you guys were nice enough to come here.
It's worth the lawsuit.
Give us the hassle. Thanks.
Yeah, if we got like national notoriety on the show, people will listen to it and be like, huh?
Like a mouse. This is how our taxpayers' dollars are being spent.
Yeah, right.
Chasing the All Right Already crew.
We all have to leave the country.
We're like the Duke brothers. We're going to be jumping fucking streams and shit. You know, I read actually a very interesting thing about Dukes of Hazzard. Whatever that car was, I can't even remember.
Charger.
Yep. Yeah. That year, they were destroying so many of them, like making that show, that they... were having a really hard time finding more of them. So the last like two seasons, most of the cars that crashed weren't Chargers. They were like I don't even remember what it was. It was like a Crown Vic or something.
Diplomats.
That they Diplomat. Was it Diplomats? I don't even know, but it was something that was looked similar and they would paint it the same and try to stick the siding on it and stuff.
I kind of remember hearing that too, but like I heard that like years ago. I remember they were like,
well, I'm behind.
I mean like when I was a little kid.
Nice.
Good one.
Harmontown ripped us off for the Noid.
I don't know if they ripped us off, man.
Yeah, I saw you posted that, but I...
When did we talk about the Noid?
Last time.
Last week.
Last time. Then they didn't. 2 weeks
ago. So we ripped them off.
No. Our podcast was released before theirs. Theirs was recorded on Sunday, though.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know if we're ripping them off.
We would have to have been at the podcast, their podcast.
For them to rip us off?
Or we would have ripped them off.
Right.
For us to rip them off. Obviously, they weren't here. They wouldn't ever.
No.
They recorded on Sunday. We recorded on Tuesday.
Right. And then a week we were...
Ours came out first.
It did.
When I first heard it, holy shit. I was like, oh my God, they're like the same topic as us.
Yeah. That, yeah.
They just brought up the Noid.
Yeah, they like did. The they brought up the Noid and all the stuff about him, you know, like Mike was talking about last time. Yeah, gunpoint stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was like, oh my God, someone's listening. Harmontown is ripping us off. Yeah. This is amazing. I'm
Dan
so
Harmon.
Happy.
Dan Harmon. He's hiding in the Beermeister that's in the corner right now.
If Dan Harmon is ripping us off, I feel very honored.
I'd love it, dude. It'd be the best.
Yeah.
It would just be so crazy.
Like, yeah, it's
because I was telling you guys, I was like, yeah, a lot of topics I feel like we've talked about are I'm hearing them on these podcasts.
Right.
And then I had that one. I was like, gotta let you know about it.
Well, the key is to make up topics now. Let's see if Harmon Town talks about them later.
That's true. They'll probably talk about Italy.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll probably have a guest named Pete.
I bet they will.
Awesome.
Why wouldn't they?
I just was excited. I was like, they'd be so crazy if they ripped us off, but they didn't. So
I'm gonna hold on to the belief that they did. Gives me warm and fuzzies.
Yeah, it's true.
Cool story, bro.
You guys like drum solos? Like, who are drum solos for?
Mike Shane. Mike was getting the drum tracks a couple of years ago.
You like drum solos? Like when a drum solo, like when it happens, like say you're at a concert, a drum solo starts happening.
Right.
You're like, oh my God, this is awesome. Yeah, I'm so happy.
Go to the Sheila E. show.
I never got into that. Like as much like going to see the Dead and stuff, and they would have like just drums for 20 minutes.
Yeah,
no. I was in the bathroom at that time. But, you know, John Bonham's drum solo, whatever the hell it was called.
Moby Dick.
That was pretty good.
That's good.
Yeah. And yes, I did, in one drunken evening, get really into listening to isolated drone tracks on YouTube. Some pretty good drummers out there.
Oh, that guy from Rush is pretty awesome.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Neil Peart.
Good call, Chris. Thanks, Chris. I heard a drum solo on some...
That guy's pretty good, too.
The rim shot.
The rim shot guy is good.
But it's kind of like, you know what I mean? Like, actually, you know what? It was on the Motley Crue reunion.
Tour. Lee?
Right.
Tommy Lee. Like, Tommy their Lee. Final concert. They
was
just
he up in the cage?
He's got, like, a roller coaster thing. Like, it goes on a track on the ceiling. And, like, but it's just like, why? Like, who is like, oh my God, I love drum. I guess drummers do.
I guess.
And they're just like, yeah, this is amazing. Like, it's so good. It's like, do. And you're just like, yeah, wow. This is awesome.
Yeah, but I mean, do you even like guitar solos?
Yeah.
You
fuck
do?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Slash, Sweet Child of Mine, one of the greatest solos of all time.
Eddie Van Halen.
He's got, I mean, there's some of them all right.
Yeah, but think of one that's like now that's relevant.
They don't really do guitar solos anymore.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying, I still like guitar solos. Hotel California.
What is it? 90 beats per minute.
What, the tempo of a song?
Yeah.
Well, that's a heart rate, but beats are done in like 4/4 time or 3/4.
No,
time.
Like, what?
No, you like, have, there's a tempo. He's right. It could be 90. It could be like 120.
Is it 120?
Could be between anywhere between
120 really. Beats per minute. Like that's like the typical song that's out now, and like it's like catchy.
Gotcha. Right, there's a sweet spot of like how fast it is. I got you.
I had read something about that. There's like a designated, or not a designated, but a uniform like series of almost notes that are played, or like a sequence of notes, like going up 2 octaves, down 2 octaves, up 3 octaves, like that in almost all songs these days.
Hmm. Like a
pattern. It's like that's like the music that millennials have really attached themselves to is the music that follows this exact same pattern.
Brainwashing.
Fucking idiots.
Fucking millennials.
They don't even have records to play backwards to hear it.
Yeah. Oh, yo, we had that at Pete's house at his party.
Did we play backward records?
We had Venom.
Oh.
And what did it say?
I don't
Bill
think
loves Emily. But he thought it said, kill your family.
We didn't play it backwards though. I don't think Kevin was trying to pull it up on YouTube or something, but we don't think we actually did. We didn't want to wreck the record player.
Scratch up a needle.
Yeah, yeah.
You could ruin a record by playing it backwards.
No, the record like the player, the needle will get broken.
Yeah,
you go I think you can fuck the needle. Up. You can buy replacements.
A little
right?
More abuse than anybody gives them credit for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about rappers? They take them. They go.
Yeah, but I mean, this was someone's like cherished Venom album. Welcome to hell. Welcome to hell.
If you could cherish such a thing.
Yeah, yeah. And the backwards song is what? In League with Satan, maybe? Or something? It's like so stupid.
Well, that was the one we all listened
That's
to.
That's the backwards one, though. Yeah. There and Evil, In League with Satan. That sort of thing.
Pete, I bought a copy of your book.
Oh, I saw that. I saw it downstairs.
At Make sure you're party. Nice close. Sorry.
Saw it downstairs.
Yeah, at this party at Pete's choir. House a couple weeks ago, he and his wife had a copy of the book. It's like The Secret Language of Birthdays, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Oh, I have that book, too.
You do? Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
From them, I saw it. I just talked to a girl at work that has it, too.
Okay.
It's like the bomb. It's
I had never now. Seen it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I bought... Oh, my God. We had like 7 or 8 people read their entries, and it was... I don't believe in astrology or anything, but that shit was eerie. Like, I was reading it, and I'm like, oh, my God, this thing knows me.
Do you know how they made that weird. Book?
Yeah, drones. They made
it. What? Drones?
They hired robots. 3 drones to follow the human civilization. No. What they do is they take the day and then they pick famous people that's their birthdays and try to pick traits from it.
Ah.
But like, if you notice, the celebrities are like super ancient ones that like we barely even know who they are.
Well, I got an updated version.
It's very eerie. Like, it's eerie. I'm using the same description as Mike now. But, it's updated. Okay, that's cool. I'd like to see the updated one. I have the old one.
It's whatever I bought on Amazon for $20, but it's a newer version.
It's great. It's fun.
We looked up the presidential candidates,
uh-huh.
and all of them seemed to match.
Oh, nice.
Donald Trump was aggressive, go-getter, wanted to love freedom.
Love freedom.
And then Bernie Sanders was like, he wanted to help everybody, and Hillary Clinton was, you know, by the book kind of lady, and it was really strange.
God, dude, that's a really good idea.
So, John, did you buy yours, like, in the bargain bin or something?
I got it on half.com for, like, $4.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Pretty sure that's where ours came from, too. Yeah. Barnes & Noble, $6.99.
Man, yeah. I paid $20 for that book.
It's an awesome book, and what's cool is it breaks out...
You got hoodwinked, Mike.
Nah, it's worth it. It breaks out the symbols in, like... Each symbol or each sign. Each sign has 3 sections to it.
Yeah,
beginning, middle, and end. And then there's like quarters to the year. It's like the signs are a year.
What's the name of the book again? I know I have the book.
It's like The Secret Language of Birthdays.
All right. So all you listeners,
it's a bomb.
It's really interesting.
Secret language.
That's an awesome idea to look up famous people.
Yeah.
Like that. That's so funny. Like, look up the president. That's how you vote.
Yeah.
According to the book.
That's exactly how
we do it. Well, the book says he's a douchebag. In other important news, I found out that apparently there was a dildo with a phone app. Like, so you could. I'm serious. It was a Bluetooth dildo that you could like set when it vibrated and shit with your phone. And the people found out that the dildo company was collecting like their email addresses, when they used it, what vibration settings they were using.
For research. They know how to make them better.
Yeah. That's what they said. They're like, it was just for market research. Wow. It was all anonymous. But it's like, why'd you need the email address then?
Yeah.
What happens if hackers get a hold of that?
Exactly. Somebody could just come way too hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God, this person's on a setting beyond the grasp of human capabilities.
They might blow.
This dildo has been hacked.
It just doesn't feel the same anymore.
It feels a little more forceful.
It feels so hollow and empty.
Very violating.
So violating.
Hollow and empty.
I can't even control my own vibration settings. My bunghole is so sore.
Oh. Do they record what orifice it's in?
That's a good question.
Yo, mama.
There's a woman suing him in federal court now.
Imagine that.
It's a brave lady to be like, I bought a dildo and...
You guys know I shoved it up my ass on time.
Yeah. I thought the Bluetooth would be safe.
Yeah, right?
We did it! Everything's Bluetooth now, huh?
Everything.
It's like Bluetooth toothbrush.
Yeah.
It like tells you when you're done. Like, all right, I guess that's good.
I got my Bluetooth vape.
Exactly.
Is it vape for you?
And you can, yeah, I mean, you can get, you know, like refrigerators that are Bluetooth and shit. It'll show you pictures of what's in your fridge so you can look and see if you got milk or don't have milk.
That's the thing. Like that. I was talking about that. It's like the phone. It looks like a giant phone screen on the front of your fridge. Like, you can touch it, too, and look inside of it without even opening it.
John, we need to come up with a new technology.
You just pull on the handle.
But you could, like Mike said, you can look at the
right.
the picture inside your fridge from, like, the supermarket.
Supermarket, you
like,
know.
Like, do I need milk? Nope.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that severed head frozen yet?
Is my Bluetooth dildo cold yet?
Is Icy Mike done?
Yeah, it's Icy Mike.
Frosty Jim.
Frosty
Jim. You think you can develop something?
What?
I don't know, like a new technology and call it like Red Nose or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm working on my Sizzler app.
Sizzler?
Yeah.
Sizzler.
You meet up with other people and go get dinner. Sizzler. Like if you're by yourself and don't have anybody to eat dinner with. It's like Tinder, but it's Sizzler.
It's for dinner.
Just to eat dinner?
Yeah, it's for dinner. It's called Sizzler.
Sounds like a real loser. I think I'd get a lot of Kickstarter for that one.
Should be called, should have been called Fizzler. Snarky TMZ guy goes after me as usual.
Yeah. Those TMZ guys are always after me.
TMZ World News guys are always
after right already. More like enough already. That would be awesome. TMZ's following us around. Mike flips out on a photographer out front of his house.
Sends the drone after him.
Yeah, the drone, jeez.
Drone, attack.
Got a big pinata hanging up.
he drops the thing of his bobblehead on it. That's the guy.
That would be awesome.
That'd be awesome.
Next on Current Affair, drone attack podcast.
I just love all right already. More like enough already.
That's the snarky TMZ guy that gets us.
Oh, I finally saw X-Men Apocalypse.
I saw the first half of that.
You see it on the plane back, right?
Yes.
It was pretty bad, I thought.
Violent. It was okay.
Yeah.
I told you not
first
to.
Half.
I know. I watched it in movies, too.
Ooh.
I totally discarded Chris's.
It's fair enough. But he doesn't really know.
No, Chris is usually a pretty good candidate to ask, I think.
It was definitely the weakest of the new X-Men movies.
Yeah.
I told you not to see Killivator.
I went out. We went this weekend and saw Suicide Squad as well.
Oh,
wow. You finally went.
That was the. It was okay.
Yeah.
Characters were good, but the movie sucked.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly how I felt about it.
You think it was more just about introducing the characters, like for a future movie, or
maybe
I don't think it made enough that it's going to get greenlit for another one.
Yeah, probably not.
It's trying to be like the other. What's the other one? The Marvel one that's awesome. Raccoon.
Nah,
the
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah,
they wanted to take a bunch of no names.
Rocky Raccoon.
Well, that's the character.
Rocket.
Yeah. I was trying to.
Rocket. Rocky Raccoon. That's a Beatles song.
That is.
But yeah, they wanted to take like an unknown team and.
Make it awesome.
Yeah.
But you can only do it like by accident almost. Like Guardians of the Galaxy just happened to be really awesome. On paper, it sounds like dog shit.
Yeah. It was awesome.
It was great. I loved it.
I think there's something about DC movies that don't translate to film as well.
I don't know. I like the Batman versus Superman.
The Batman, that's it.
I did too. But I think we're in the minority.
Yeah. Well, we'll see when Justice League comes out.
Or will we? I'm never going to watch it.
I'll make you watch it. I'll give you like a free pass to the movies. You'll have to go.
Oh yeah, I know. I'll try to treat it.
You buy his ticket. He
can
doesn't
I get
know
my
what
money
to do.
Back?
His head might explode.
And can I have some salt before I go, please?
I'd like to get a
Dixie cup of salt.
Can I cash this one. In? And I need a Dixie cup of salt.
Yeah, remember I used to do that all the time, Pete. Remember that? I'd have like a Dixie cup of salt.
I don't remember that.
No, you don't remember that?
I was listening to it today.
Oh, you were listening to it. Oh, okay.
I was like, I don't remember the Dixie cup of salt.
Yeah, I'd have a Dixie cup of like popcorn salt.
I remember you used to get double butter on everything, and it was like, you walked out, your hands are like
lubed up, ready to go.
People at the movies, they don't care for your health at the movies.
No, it's they don't.
Fuck
no.
It. You want extra butter, dickhead?
Here you had this huge bucket of cola.
It's like, literally so slimy. You're like, this is disgusting.
You want a $14
It's not even
soda.
Butter. It's just oil flavored.
Right. Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's not real butter either. It's just like some
kind of chemical.
Yeah.
Nasty crap.
Yeah, Pete used to be my neighbor, guys.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, we knew Pete when we were kids in high school. And then he disappeared. And then I went to my new apartment. And then I ran into him again and finally recognized him.
And turfed his lawn.
No, that was later.
That wasn't my lawn.
But I was like, you look familiar. Where are you from? He's like, Pittsburgh. I'm like, all right, I don't know who the fuck you are. And then next time I saw him, he's like, I went to West. I was like, oh yeah, we used to smash trash cans together. Remember that? Remember those days, Pete?
Allegedly.
Now it's like, that's ancient history.
Yeah.
What's the word when it expires?
Statute of limitations.
Yeah, what's that on smashing the trash cans? It's got to be like...
Oh, 8 years, easy.
8 years.
Yeah. We're well over that.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Sports time?
It's F. Mary Kill time.
Oh, really?
Oh, I didn't... You know what? My bad. I did not send it to you.
Chris will send it. I'll send it. Don't worry. All right. I got this.
So in honor of the football kickoff, I thought we'd F. Mary kill some football ladies. Some women of the NFL.
What an honor.
Well, of course they're honored. So we have Allie LaForce. She's a CBS sideline reporter. Jillian Barbary, who was on Fox, I believe. And then Sarah Thomas, who is the female referee of the NFL.
That's a hard one.
Which one's the female referee?
Just because Sarah Thomas, it's like we don't know that much about her.
Well, this, I think you strictly just go on looks.
Yeah, I'm going on looks on this one, man.
Right. Personality-wise, it's just them.
Yeah.
As
it's
people.
Just those people, yeah. I know, you don't have to take the commentator. I think that's the only way you can... They have two personalities. One's the commentator and the other one's this person.
He's about to insert into me. He's going for a long, deep drive. Pounding and pounding. Will he reach his goal?
It's up in the gut.
Ew.
Rearranging furniture.
He's at the 10. He's at the 5.
Fully dilated.
He definitely hit the tight end on that one.
There's a blowout in the sphincter.
He's been known to complete too early in previous matchups. I don't want that one.
Yeah.
That's what I don't want. She's the color lady. She does color.
Yeah, you don't definitely want color. No.
Color analyst.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, well, I'll go first.
All right, Mike.
It's tough. I guess I'm probably going to F Allie LaForce because she is a pretty girl.
Likewise.
I'm going to marry Jillian Barbary because she's hot and she also is quite funny.
Yes.
Great personality.
Yes. And sorry, Sarah Thomas, I'm going to kill you because I don't know anything about you.
Yeah, I don't see her getting a lot of love.
She looks like a gym teacher.
Yeah, she kind of does.
She does kind of look like a gym teacher.
She does.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I'll go next.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to bang the hell out of Jillian Barbary because she looks like a porn star. Janine. I'll marry Allie.
She does kind of look like Janine.
And I'll have to kill Sarah Thomas because she's got kind of like a squared off dude jaw. I'm sure she could take a punch.
She's got a doll.
Scott won't like her because she's got two first names. Sarah Thomas.
The name would be Sarah Paul. She still have two first names, if I'm right.
Oh, yeah.
I won't like her. I have to take her out. Say so that's two first
you have
names.
Something against people with two first names.
I'm the only person with that. I'll go. I'll pretty much gonna follow up with Mike. Honestly, I'm gonna marry. I'm gonna bang Allie, marry Jillian, and yeah, I'm gonna take out Sarah.
Poor Sarah.
Yeah, I don't see her getting a lot of love, man. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe John might.
Somebody's
he might get
bang
some love.
Sarah.
Pete, what do you want to do?
Sarah.
I'm along the same lines as Mike and Scott, so I would bang Allie, marry Jillian, and Sarah's done.
Man, she's getting tough.
Yeah, no love, man.
I've never seen Sarah Thomas before, I don't think.
I haven't seen. Have you seen a ref? Anybody seen a ref yet?
No.
Yeah, last year.
Oh, yeah?
She's a ref for the NFL.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Come a long way, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. She smoked Virginia Slims. That was called
yeah.
Vagina Slimes. That was called a Vagina Slimes.
Vagina Slimes.
Virginia Slims. That's a tough call, though, this one, a little bit, but... I don't know if you guys remember Jillian Barbary had her show, her morning show.
Yeah, I think
it's it's in California. But yeah. They played it here for a while. It's pretty awesome, man. That's a good show. She could be annoying, though, sometimes, in all fairness. I don't know if you guys remember.
Yeah, not that much. I really probably didn't pay that much attention. To be honest with you.
She can talk?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. So... Yeah, you know what? I would kill Sarah Thomas, and then I was trying to think of a reason why I wouldn't, but
of course,
it's really, that's an illegal contact. So they call, throw a flag on you.
You try to foul.
Get a red card.
Yeah, it is illegal touching. There is such a thing.
Holding.
Yeah.
No holding.
Horse collar.
Donkey punch.
So
that's
yeah.
A personal foul. No, no
bang Allie LaForce.
And you got married, Jillian?
You know what? Yeah, why not? It's not like a real commitment.
No,
I'm like, oh wait, do I really want to deal with that for the rest of my life?
Right.
I don't think I could do it.
You don't have to go home and relive this.
You know, she was a professional ice skater.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Does that change your answer at all?
Nope. I'm going to stick with it, man. I don't really give a shit what she did.
And that's about it. What does Allie LaForce do? What's she doing again?
Wow, were you paying attention?
Nah, forget already.
Yeah.
Sideline commentator?
Yeah, she works for CBS, sideline commentator.
Sideline commentator, okay. Yeah. Folks, it looks like this date's not going too well.
This guy's a cheap prick. He didn't pay for a fucking thing yet.
He's got bad breath.
Here comes the first female NFL referee to throw a flag.
That prick killed me in the F. Mary Kill, by the way.
Yeah, what an ass.
Do you guys ever foresee a female coach in the NFL?
Well, there was one last year.
A linebacker's coach.
Yeah, there was a linebacker's coach.
Yeah.
Really?
There's one on Buffalo right now, I believe.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. It's already happened. I thought it'd be a bigger deal. Yeah, I never heard about it.
She's an assistant, but...
But head coach.
I think she's a...
Head coach?
Oh, head coach.
Head coach.
Not yet.
No.
Why not?
I think I'd just go with Chris. Not yet. Do I ever see one? I don't think I'll ever see one, personally.
Really?
No, I do not. No.
How about transvestite?
How about, yeah, probably. Sure.
Speaking of that.
This is America.
Glenda. Glenda's going to be here.
They have a better chance.
The, what's her name? Marquette passed away.
Yes.
Yeah.
Arquette. Yeah.
Alexis Arquette.
I've never heard of her. What would we know her from?
I had never heard of her either. She is the transgender, sister of David Arquette and Rosanna Arquette.
Okay.
Yeah, what
she's
was
in Adam Sandler's The Wedding Singer. She was Boy George.
Yeah. Or the singer.
Yeah. Okay.
The other singer. Yeah, no, you know, in The Wedding Singer, the singer.
She knew one song.
Yeah, I had no idea who she was, but Tara knew who she was.
Do you know what she passed? Like, what happened? Like,
I don't.
Just complications.
No one knows.
No one on the
just
planet.
End it like that.
Apparently, nobody's no informed. One knows. So everyone is uninformed. Apparently, no one knows a fucking.
You'll
thing.
Never know.
No one knows a fucking thing.
I read, but I saw that in my news feeds.
Yeah, I did too. I never read it. I didn't read it.
That's how I got the public masturbation topic off my phone feed.
But you don't know why she killed herself, or it why she's say dead. It.
The article said no one knows.
Excuse me.
It said nobody knows.
Track that.
Nobody knows. It said
nobody knows.
But yeah, so that shit's not a big deal anymore, though. She's a regular person.
She is a regular person. That's correct.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. I'm like, hey, who gives a shit? I mean, she's just a person. I don't know.
I don't give a shit. Just a person.
She died.
Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit? Nobody knows. Nobody knows a fucking thing.
I don't know. I guess, like, I've never heard of this person at all. Like, I never, if she was some massive, like, campaigner and really helped, you know, change the world. I have no idea. I've never heard of this person.
Only seen her just in basically in pictures because I see her standing next to David and Rosanna. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'd be like, oh, yeah, we support
Patricia.
Patricia,
yeah.
There's a Rosanna, though.
Yeah.
There is a Rosanna Arquette. Is she part of that family?
I thought she was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We, you know, they would always be like, oh, yeah, we support Alexis and whatever.
Aren't the parents involved in, like, being famous in some way?
The Arquettes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
The father's like a director or something, or an actor or something?
Bob.
Yeah,
something Bob like Arquette.
Bob Arquette. No, it's not Bob Arquette.
Is that John Larroquette? Is he somewhat related to that? Yeah.
He's a cousin.
The cousin. They're a little bit Kettish in some way.
I think they have something to do with chicken.
Is he Purdue?
No.
Or Tyson?
Chicken Arquette.
Oh.
Chicken.
That's Croquette.
Yeah.
Same thing.
The dad's Colonel Sanders.
Oh, yeah. The crispy Colonel? Yeah. The new one that's crispy?
Dude, we got KFC recently.
Yeah.
We're celebrating
something. Did you get extra crispy?
I did.
Yeah, I like extra crispy.
Dude, I ate like lunch at KFC. I didn't have to eat till like the next lunch.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. It's so filling. It's like unbelievable.
It's got so much oil on it.
Yeah. It's so greasy. I got like five on the go or whatever it's called. Like the... What's that
$5?
The Go Cup.
Yeah.
Go Cup. Holy shit, man. Like, I was just like, I need to lay down. This is like fucking crazy.
Hold on.
I just didn't time to nap. Yeah.
Hold on. Wake me up tomorrow.
Like, wrecked my day. And it was like dinner time. I was like, I don't even want to eat. I'm not even hungry at all.
It's like, crazy how, like, you know, you eat that stuff every now and then. You're like, oh, man, I really want that. And you eat it. You're like, oh, that fucking sucked.
Yeah.
Like, going back 2 years when we first did the cast, remember we were talking about the... sandwich with the two chicken patties.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good.
The double down.
Do they still have it?
The double down.
It's gone. Double down. It actually tastes way better than it should, right?
Yeah, it did.
Like, you're like, oh, that's so gross. But you eat it, you're like, it's reasonable. It's not like insane.
It's only reasonably
gross.
You're
just eating two pieces of fried chicken and bacon in the middle.
But it's not as gross as you think it would. You would think it would be so disgusting. Like,
I thought that about those cups that they have with the mashed potatoes and the...
The parfait?
No.
No, the mix-up. Mega bowl or whatever it is.
They like blend a biscuit, gravy, mashed potatoes, and
sounds delicious.
They take all the food that they make and just blend it into
all
a
the
bowl.
Leftovers and just shove it right into a bucket.
Nice. We were at Wawa.
With gravy.
We were at Wawa like a week ago, and I'm looking for something that I can eat that, you know, is like celiac friendly, and I was like, oh, they got like a Mexican bowl or something. I was like, okay, you know, I'll give it a shot. Maybe it'll be like Chipotle. So not Chipotle. Oh, my God.
So is that what we're calling
fucking
it now?
Terrible.
It's not gluten-free anymore? Celiac-friendly?
Oh, whatever. PC? I don't know.
Christ.
I don't know, but I got to, like,
is your food CF? Excuse me, miss.
Hello.
Is your Mexican bowl a CF friendly?
Yes, sir. I told you 5 times already. It is.
Of course.
Well, I don't know if it's CF or not, but it's fucking terrible.
Wait, where was it from?
It was from Wawa.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's going to be gross.
Dude, and Wawa still has some good stuff, but... Oy.
Yeah, well, they don't... It's not like Chipotle. They don't have the good lime cilantro rice. Mm. Everything comes in bags, and they just dump it all together.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Would you eat the Sev pizza?
I've had. It's awesome. I've had the wings, too. They're great. Have you had the wings
at Sev? Did you get a small one? Not throw it at the guy.
Usually whatever's up on the rack. I'm like, give me what you got on the rack for the wings, and then they hook me up.
Those Dorito popper things. Did you try those?
At Sev?
Yeah.
No.
It was like a triangle of fried dough with Dorito cheese in the middle. It was...
Dorito cheese.
It was pretty gross.
Was it good?
No. It was nasty.
I saw those Oreo churros.
What's that?
Churros.
Churro?
At Taco Bell or something?
No. In the store.
Oh, just at the store. I had that taco with the cheese in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
It tastes like taco.
Cheese core?
It was cheese a burrito. It's like...
It's quesalupa?
Yeah, the cheese is just not... On the outside, it's on the inside.
It just gets mixed in when you eat it. Chew it up and it mixes itself, right?
Yeah, exactly. It was like, what's the difference?
Yeah, it didn't seem like anything that special.
No, it was stupid. And then it looks like Burger King's coming out with...
Grilled dogs.
Cheetos and...
Chicken fries.
Yes. Chicken fries, yeah.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Yeah.
I used to do cheese curl chicken shit. Like I make it for my kids, like crunch up cheese curls, coat the chicken in it.
Like panko?
What's that?
Use it like panko.
Really? It's like breadcrumbs.
Oh, yeah. Just use cheese curl.
Just use a... You make it like egg wash?
I don't know. I when I say I did it, I didn't actually cook it. It was just my idea. I was like, can we please have cheese
curl
chicken?
Idea man.
Yeah, that's just the idea. I don't execute.
But you were the one
that actually execute it.
Had like hot dog, water,
I did that. Yes, but
that's probably a good reason you don't. Yeah. Good thing you don't.
I wasn't the one that actually
did you use a Twinkie as a bun too.
No.
Put some easy cheese on it.
So ish.
That was in a movie, I think.
What easy cheese?
Well, the guy like had a raw hot dog, cut open a Twinkie, and then put easy cheese on it and ate it.
Oh my god,
that might not be that bad though.
That's a totally bomb. Eat it.
Twinkie with a hot dog in it might be like pretty good, actually.
I don't sweet think and there's savory. Any chance you're not shitting yourself when you eat a Twinkie with a hot dog.
It's coming back out the same way.
This is great!
It's coming back out, like reforming as a dark Twinkie.
It's a dark Twinkie.
The dark Twinkie.
That's the name of the episode. The dark Twinkie.
That's not bad. Yeah, I don't know. You guys ever have like a hamburger on a glazed donut?
Yeah.
No.
You did? Was it good?
It was good.
Yeah? Seems like that type of
It was
idea.
Just okay.
Sweet and salty.
It wasn't crazy.
It wasn't worth the risk of death.
No.
From a heart attack.
Yeah, right?
Well, they say that shit doesn't even give you a heart attack anyway. Like fatty good isn't a heart attack. It's high sugar.
I actually read a thing about that today that they've found documents going back as much as 60 years that the sugar industry... decided to basically blame fat for heart attacks and stuff when the real culprit was sugar.
It was like the tobacco companies. It's like insane. Yeah,
corporate
right?
espionage.
Yeah, like I mean, it was like serious, you know, like junta shit.
It's
like,
pretty crazy. They're just like, yeah, we love sugar.
But yeah, like the fat, having too much fat is actually not that bad for you. It's sugar that is what really fucks you up.
Absolutely. Yeah, like drinking like 2 liters of soda or something every day. It's way worse than eating like, I don't know.
Well, it's just like, I forget if I mentioned this, but like a month ago I read
glazed
a thing
donut
that
pizza?
Like Diet Coke, or not Diet Coke specifically, but diet sodas, you actually gain more weight if you drink diet soda than if you drink regular soda.
Because it makes you hungrier?
Yeah.
I remember talking about that, yeah.
All
right. It's true. It's got phenylalanine in it. It makes you happy.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I get some of that stuff? Where do I get that?
What? Coke Zero?
No, phenylalanine.
Phenylalanine?
Yeah.
You can buy it at the health food store.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Let's try that. Happy.
Phenylalanine.
Phenylalanine.
It's a hard word to
try that, man.
I think that's how you say it. I'm not a doctor.
Is it just something you can buy?
I think you can buy it at the like GNC or
vitamin
shop.
I'm sure that'll get outlawed soon enough if it makes you happy.
You just go down to the chemical plant, pick up some. It's delicious.
Yeah, I've seen Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Were we talking about Kratom or whatever?
Yeah.
Last week?
Cranium?
No.
No.
Kratom.
Or Kratom or Kratom. I don't know how you pronounce it.
They're trying to make a Schedule 1
Yeah,
right. Just now, no research, nothing. They're just like, yeah, it should be Schedule One.
Yeah, it's a 2-year emergency ban. They're calling it.
That's crazy.
So it'll be Schedule One for at least 2 years.
That's crazy, right? Like,
what is it?
It helps
you come off of opiate addiction and alcoholism.
Yeah, it should
be legal right away.
Yeah, get rid of that shit.
It's a drug that they've had in Southeast Asia, you know, for like thousands of years. It's a
leaf.
Did
we talk about this last time?
We did.
We mentioned it, but there's been new news on it. Like, it's caught the eye of people, and they're trying to, like, illegalize it now. They're doing it.
Yeah.
They're doing it.
I know, yeah, because people are up in arms that you can buy Narcan at, like, CVS now.
What's Narcan?
Oh, my mom flipped out about that. It's what you can give people that are in an overdose on opiates. You can shoot it into them and they will live.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, that's ridiculous. It's going to make kids overdose. And I'm like, no, it's not. Like, Jesus Christ. It's
save
so fucking
lives.
Stupid.
Dude, that would be kind of insane. You're like, let's OD.
Yeah, like, let's OD. It's fun.
You know, when you're 18, you would have thought.
I probably would have thought.
Yeah, but like, if like you get stung by a bee and you don't have your EpiPen, you're screwed because it's $600.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And I read a thing about that like there's another company that's coming out with it that says they're basically going to start releasing, because they estimated that the cost to produce an EpiPen is about $30.
I thought it was like $2.
Oh, really?
$2 worth of medicine. Maybe.
Well, the medicine, it's like the delivery device is what I guess where the money is. But yeah, and they're going to like try and come out with a discounted EpiPen.
Just like with two vapors. It's like really cloudy in here.
But it smells like chocolate somehow.
Chocolate and strawberry. It's like cocoa. It smells like breakfast cereal in here.
It does smell like breakfast. It's like Cocoa Puffs.
Fruity Pebbles.
There's another vapor in here.
Hey, look how fucking cloudy it is.
Me? I know, it is kind of cloudy each other in here.
Vape. This is what it looks like in every vape shop in
America. Yeah. Every vape store has just like a cloud in it.
Yeah, ridiculous.
There's a vapor shop in Lansdale by me. You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Is that where
Liberty
you go?
Vapor, no.
No, no, not that one. There's another one.
Oh,
it's like a curly mustache on it. It's like Vape Guys or something.
I have never heard of it.
Vape Dudes.
I don't fucking know it.
VD.
They were at the carnival I was at last weekend.
Oh, yeah.
They had like the shirts on. I'm like, oh, there's the Vapor Dudes, I guess.
It's like the nerdiest thing. Nobody gets excited about
it.
Yeah,
hey, look, like,
there's the Vapor Dudes.
Yeah.
At least they have shirts. We don't have shirts.
True. We'll get shirts.
But like, oh. Enough already.
Enough already shirts. I just came into a couple bucks. Maybe we'll get shirts.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you made no comment on that text.
No, literally $2. He came in at literally $2.
Couple bucks.
He's buying some Ragu.
I bought a Sharpie. It's some white tees.
8 cents.
They're going to hand
his white tees. I got them at
that'd be awesome,
ShopRite.
Actually. Yeah, they might be better.
Yeah.
I got them at ShopRite.
They're Gwaltney's.
Gwaltney tees. Gwalties.
They're made of chicken feathers.
They were on sale.
They're made of pulverized chicken feathers formed into a t-shirt.
What?
I don't know.
I got off-brand Sharpies.
I've seen them. They actually have them.
Yeah, dullies.
They're like Sharpays.
Shitties.
Sharpays.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Sharpies. Got a little dog on them.
They have them in the Q-Mart.
Oh, really? There is like an off-brand Sharpie?
It's got the same font and everything.
Oh, on the...
Yeah, it's like, funny. I think it does say like Sharpays.
I guess it's a marker, so fuck it. It's like, why get a brand name marker? It makes absolute sense.
Yeah. Probably dries out faster.
That might be true, yeah.
Same thing with like, what do you call
that
it? Like
might be true.
Fragrance. There's no patent on fragrance. You can get the formula close, call it whatever the fuck you want. But it could be like the same thing as like a designer cologne or perfume.
I think I have some of that whatever the fuck you want.
Whatever the fuck you want.
It's good. It smells nice.
Bust a nut number 10.
So how did you come into some extra ducats?
I can't get into it.
Did you sell an app?
No.
Sold his body.
Did you rob somebody?
No.
Allegedly.
No. I got a couple extra bucks on me. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Was it your McDonald's stock?
Yes, I cashed out my McDonald's stock.
Because they stopped doing the 2 for $2.
They did?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Do they even have
breakfast
a 2 for $2?
All day? They have a 2 for $2.50.
They upped it then.
Yeah, 2 for $2.50.
Progress.
Yeah. It's that time already, huh?
Yeah, it is.
Thank God, enough already.
Enough already.
All right, well, I guess we're going to get out of here now. Get to check us out on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We are on Instagram, but not really.
We're on Instagram.
Facebook. AlreadyReadyPodcast.com. And on Twitter at AlreadyReadyP. And thank you, Pete, for joining us tonight.
Yeah,
it was awesome. Man. Fun.
Yeah.
And we'll see you in a couple weeks, man.
Hell yeah.
All right, man.
All right. See you.
I'm sorry.